Good morning. Good morning, ladies. Are you rested? Refreshed? Amen. I was just reflecting last night as I went off to sleep how good God is. Isn't He good? Amen. Amen. You know, just wake up every morning, just proclaim how good He is, and He will be what you proclaim. Amen. Well, I hope your hearts are open and you're ready for an awesome message, because this guy is an awesome preacher. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Pastor Rod,
my wife is an awesome wife. Your pastor said to do, you husbands, do something nice for your wife today. You ought to do something nice every day.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just clue you in, husbands. Your wife is as good looking as you make her. The better you treat her, the better looking she gets. Look at this woman. I am a good husband. Amen. We've only been married, 33 years? We were both 12. Amen. But praise God, glad to be here. The baby dedication thing, that was cool to see the families come up here. That's awesome. The young people that were over here, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and don't you ever be ashamed of the gospel. If you come up here and worship God, you worship Him with all your heart, and you don't worry about what anybody's thinking, because they ain't going to heaven or hell in your place. You're going wherever you choose to go. Amen. And so you just worship God, honor God, and make the whole rest of the world jealous. Amen. Where's that drummer man? Where's my drummer man? Man, brother, they need to let you out of the box. That was an awesome... We drummers got to stick together, brother. That was good. That was good. Come on. You did a good job, man. But they got to let you out of that thing, man. I wasn't getting the full deal. Turn in your Bibles, if you would. I'm going to give you the English version, not the Greek version. I stayed up and studied my Greek last night, and I still didn't know anything. So all I got is a little bit. I got two languages. I got tongues and English. And I'm real good at tongues, and I'm working on English. So we'll see what happens, praise God. I got 12 minutes, and then you all have to go eat. So hallelujah. But I just want to tell you, it is a blessing to be here. We were here in May of 1990. I believe that's when the building was first then, and Brother Hagin was here, and I sat right over there about the fourth row back on the aisle. And Brother Hagin and I, this whole place was filled with ministers, and Brother Hagin and I just sat over there and rolled on the floor the whole time, and everybody else sat in here like cabbage heads. But man, we had fun. Then we went to Mitzel's, which is now a bank, I guess. Is that what it is? Guess the food wasn't really that good. And I was sitting there with Brother Hagin. And he looked across the table. This is where Pastor Jan gets this. He looks at me and says, I don't think you've got a serious bone in your body. I thought, man, that must be my calling. But, my wife did a wonderful job of ministering to the women, and she's a blessing. She is an awesome woman of God. And let me tell you something. My daughter right now, she is doing our service for us, and she's ministering to the moms from the daughter's perspective. And you folks that had your babies up here being dedicated, don't let them go away. Don't let them go astray. Don't just get them dedicated and hope that works for life. It's your job now to surround them with the Word, keep them in church, love them the way they need to be loved, discipline them the way they need to be disciplined. Because my wife, she took our daughter in the little carry thing, and she was at every Holy Ghost tongue-talking meeting that they went to, every prayer meeting she went to. She was right there in that thing, and it took. But you've got to do more than just have the pastor pray a nice little prayer over. You've got to put the Word in. Listen to me. Now I'm just going to talk to you. If you want your kids to grow up and serve God, how many of you want that? Then you can't live like hell at home and come in here and be a parking lot miracle. You understand what I say? You can't, you know what a parking lot miracle is? That's you get in the parking lot and you step out and you go, hallelujah. Glory to God, brothers and sisters, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you strut your stuff and you make everybody think, that's a Christian, that's a Christian. Then you get back in the car and the devil pops back out. And you cuss at the kids all the way home and berate your wife on all the way home. And get home and the kids are ready to cry and the wife is crying. Everybody wants to leave. And you're telling them, I'm a Christian, by God, you're going to do what I said. And then you sit down and you watch movies all night long. You won't help your wife with the dishes or you won't help your husband encourage him. And then the kids go haywire and you're going, what happened, God? How come you didn't take care of them? And God said, I made a mistake. I left them in your care. You know, this ain't my church. I may never come back. Amen. This will be the last time you probably ever see me. So, hallelujah. Turn over to John 10:10, if you would. Did you already turn there? Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Jan, I love Pastor Jan. I just love him. He's a part of our life. How many know when you first got saved and you first started getting to the things of God, those people really hold a dear spot in your life. And when we first got hooked into the whole God thing, you know, Pastor Jan was a part of that. So he's like just in there with us. I mean, when I think about him, I think about those good days when we first got into this thing and everybody's excited and we got the victory and everything. Amen. And so him and Sue, they're just a blessing to us. And it's a privilege to be here and an honor. And, he's got 6 months after I leave to fix everything I say this morning. So. Hallelujah. But I want to just share some things with you because, I believe that every born again, spirit filled Christian, well, first of all, you got to be born again. You got to be spirit filled. But I believe you ought to walk in victory in every area of your life. I believe you should walk in health. You don't need inner healing. You should be healed. You don't need mental healing. You should be healed. You don't need relationship healing. Jesus is more than enough for whatever ails you. Are you out there? The psychiatrists haven't invented any kind of couch talk that'll fix you. But Jesus wrote the manual on you. And He knows what ails you, and He knows how to fix you, and He knows how to straighten you up, and you ought to walk in victory. Every day should be glory to God. This is a good day, and I don't care if all hell just broke loose as far as you're concerned. It's just another day in the kingdom, and I don't care what's going on. I'm coming out of this thing, and we're doing good. Praise God. Amen. And you know, my wife and I, she got saved in 1975. I said the prayer. How many of you guys can relate to that? I said the prayer, and I thought, well, that takes care of that. And so I just got worse. But thank God she started going to a little Baptist church, and after 5 years of marriage, we were ready to get divorced. Can you imagine somebody wanting to divorce me? My goodness. But she looked at me, she says, I've had it. You are stupid. But you know, God intervened. And He moved us from Portland, Oregon to Klamath Falls, Oregon. I was a truck driver. And we moved down to Klamath Falls, Oregon, and I became a log truck driver. And I was driving my log truck, and there's this nut that's driving log trucks with us, and he had this belt that said Jesus on the back. And I thought, man, there's another one of them weird ones, you know. And most of the other truck drivers, they tried to stay away from this guy because you'd talk to him, and he'd want to say Jesus stuff. It's like, don't you understand? We are hardcore loggers, man. We don't need Jesus stuff. But how many of you know Jesus has got your number? And He puts those weird people in your life, and you ought to be some of those weird people. Amen. You should be those weird people that get into people's lives, and at first they don't think much of you. They don't like you. But because you're praying and because you're being a real live Christian and not a parking lot miracle, that after they've been around you for a while, they're thinking, man, they got something I don't have and I need it. Amen. And this guy, he didn't really ever say much to me about Jesus, but he just befriended me. You know, that's a dangerous thing to do to people. That should be unfair. I don't think it's right. But just make friends with people. Don't just, by God, you're going to hell, you sinning booger anyway. Repent. Man, just be nice. Be somebody they want to be around. Amen. I'll never forget this. My wife, we moved down to Klamath Falls in 1980, and my wife, we started going to this Holy Ghost church. You know, did you ever do this? We was this little open Bible church. It was just a little one room thing, about as big, not even as big as that. And these people were lifting their hands. I'm thinking, my God, get us out of here. These people, there's something wrong with these people. Get us out of here. And then I decided, well, we'd go to this other church. I thought that'd be safe. And so, in the dead of winter, when you're logging, you switch from logging to hauling over the road. So I'd be gone for a couple of weeks at a time. And my wife, she always had this thing. She was afeard of stuff. And I'd come, you know, most of the time when I'd come home at night, after being gone for a week or so, all the windows would be barred shut. There'd be a chair in front of all the doors. And she'd be sleeping with a baseball bat. And I came home one night, and the shades were up, and the door was open. And I went into the bedroom, and she's sitting in the middle of the bed with this big grin on her face, just yammering. I thought, what's going on? And then she started telling me about some guy she met. Some guy by the name of the Holy Ghost. And she's talking about how he came into her life and filled her life. And I'm looking at her, and I mean, she doesn't normally have joy at night alone. And she's just beaming. I thought, man, what? And you know when God's in something, you just kind of sit and listen. You go, wow, that's cool. And she completely changed. How many know the Holy Ghost will take the chicken out of you? Huh? The Holy Ghost will deal with. Some of you got fear, and you're kind of born again and kind of spirit filled. You need to get full of the Holy Ghost. Let the fear go away, because the Holy Ghost, he'll take all that fear, he'll take all that indecision, all that junk out of the way. Amen. That's what God wants to do with you. He doesn't want your life. Yeah, we go through life and stuff happens, but you know what? It ain't no big deal. When you've got Jesus and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, it is not a big deal. You just keep on going. So this buddy of mine, or not the buddy, but he was going to be my buddy, with the Jesus still in his belt, he had this, check this out, back in 1980, this was not cool, he had a yellow log truck. Now back in 1980, yellow wasn't that cool for boys. Especially logger boys, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, is this Thursday? The older folks would get that, but we were up on this, listen to me, we were up on this logging job one time, and things were slow. And so he says, why don't you come on over in my truck, and we'll talk about some stuff, you know, just chat, you know. I'm sitting in this yellow log truck at the top of the hill, nobody else around but me and him. And he starts telling me about God, and I asked him some questions about the Holy Ghost, because he seemed to kind of know that about the Holy Ghost. And I was asking about the Holy Ghost, and he says, well, would you like to be filled with the Holy Ghost? And I thought, well, after looking at my wife, I thought, I could like that, yeah. And so we're sitting in this yellow log truck, and he's got his hand on my shoulder, and I'm in the presence of God is coming in that log truck. And I don't really know it, because I'm just a dumb log truck driver. But I did get born again, and I'm sitting there, and he's got his hand on my shoulder, and the Holy Ghost is filling that truck up, and I hear the rattling of another chains of another truck coming up the hill, and immediately what I think is, my God, what are they going to think? Two guys in a yellow log truck, and the one guy's got his hand on his shoulder, and I'm thinking, my God, yeah, well, I got to go. And so I got out of that log truck. How many know the devil knows how to keep you from the good stuff? And so I got out of that and pretended like I didn't know him anymore, because now the other guys were up there. But this church I was going to, they kept talking about that, getting filled with the Holy Ghost stuff. And I thought, man, I need to have that. And so I remember one night we were praying, and they had steps kind of like this, and I was up on the steps, and they, you know how Assembly of God people are? They're like, hang on, let go, let loose, give it all. It's like, what are we doing? You know, help me, Jesus, you know? And finally, I get these words. It's like, Kanita, Kanita, Kanita. And man, I was like, yeah, you know, you just sense the Holy Ghost. And I got up, and the guy that had his hand on me was an American Indian. And I'm going, Kanita. I'm thinking, that sounds Indian. I looked at him and says, I think I got yours, brother. Kanita, Kanita. And it's like, wow. And I kind of got bummed because I thought, well, maybe it was just something he had that got off on me. I get Kanita, Kanita. But I thought, well, you know, this it's God, it's God. So the next day I'm logging. We're in Klamath Falls, Oregon. And I'm logging. And I'm going up Highway 97. And I'm trying to do this Kanita thing. It's all I got is Kanita. I'm giving it up my all because I want God, Kanita. And I'm driving up Highway 97. And I go by this big sign and it says, Kanita. Hello. Have you ever heard of Kanita?
Yeah.
Kanita. I was like, wow. Dude, what have you been smoking? And immediately the devil came and said, see, you didn't get anything. You didn't get a thing. You thought you got that Indian spirit. Here it is on the sign. But you know, I've been listening to Brother Hagin. And he's quoted some scripture in the Bible. I'll give you the Greek for it a little bit. But he quoted this scripture that has said, when you pray in other tongues, you edify yourself. And thank God for really being, thank God I really got something. And I listened. Because the same time that voice came up and said, you didn't get anything. Look at the sign. You got the Indian guy. But at the same time, that scripture came up in my heart. And I said, no, that's you, devil. I got something. And the Bible says, it doesn't matter how I feel about it or what I think about it. It says, if I pray in other tongues, I'm going to build myself up. Kanita, 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 Kanita. Kanita, 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 Kanita. Man, I Kanita'd all the way up to Washington. But by the time I got to Washington, I got other words. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give the Lord a shout. Listen to me. John 10:10 says this. It says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came to give you life, and that abundantly. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If it's stealing from you, it ain't God. If it's destroying in your life, it's not God. If it's taken from you, it's not God. Yeah, but God's trying to teach me something. No, He ain't trying to teach you something. If you're sick, you need to believe God and get over it. If the devil's stealing stuff, don't just, well, it must be the will of God. It ain't the will of God. God didn't get you born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, so that you could live like the world. He got you born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, so you could live above everybody else. I'm not saying you'll have more money than everybody else, but you'll be different.
That's right.
Amen. You'll be different. Praise God. There aren't any Greek in here, but just some different translations. I'm going to really get it. I love Jim. I love Pastor Jim. Listen to it. The NCV says, but I came to give life, life in all its fullness. The New Living says, my purpose is to give them rich and satisfying life. This is Pastor Jan's favorite, the Amplified. It says, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Woo! Mercy. The Message Bible says, I came so that they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Whew. Man, you can shout over that. I said, you can shout over that. I said, you can get excited about that. Listen to me. God didn't bring you to this place so you could be like everybody else. He didn't bring those young people up here so they could stand and pretend to worship God. He brought them up here so they could get in their heart and they could live like nobody else has ever lived in their generation. Because should Jesus tarry, these are the guys that are going to take it from us. And they're going to be the best they've ever been. My son-in-law, my daughter, my son, I mean, they're going to pass us like we were standing still. Hallelujah. And your kids, listen to me, it's Mother's Day. And the world, I mean, you listen to the news and man, we're going to hell in a handbasket. But I'll tell you what, there are more. I saw mamas and their babies up here giving them their lives to God. There are mamas in this place that haven't given in to the devil and fear and doubt. There are husbands in here that haven't given in to the world's system of being a husband. We still got men and women of God out here that know how to worship God and honor God with their lives. And raise up kids that will honor God, don't we? I said, don't we? Don't buy into that stuff that the husbands have all been emasculated. You haven't. Don't buy into that thing that the women are all half man. God is still God. I said, God is still God. And He'll be God in your life. And He'll set you free. And He'll deliver you. I want to read, this is my favorite, I hate to say it, but it's out of the Amplified. But Luke chapter 4, I want to read this because, you know, Pastor Jan, he says you got to preach what's on your heart. And I'm going to tell you what's on my heart. If I find it. Luke chapter 4, it's really on my heart. Where is it? Now, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. But I want to read this out of the Amplified. I want you to get hold of this. Listen to me. God has a plan for your life. Listen, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Let me tell you something. Most all of you in here, most all of us, I'll just put us all in this thing. I know for myself, I mean, I love my mom, but my mom, she was 17 when I was born, and it was just us two kids in the house, me and my mom. You understand what I'm saying? My mom didn't know anything about raising kids. She was still one herself. And bless her, I mean, she did the best she knew how to do, but I wish she'd have known Jesus. Are you out there? And what I'm saying is a lot of us, we didn't have the perfect parents. And our lives weren't perfect. In fact, our lives were messed up. But I'm going to tell you something. You need to get over it. You need to quit being a victim and start walking in victory. Do you know how you can tell if you're a victim? I mean, if you're, is this your boy? How old is he? 16. Wouldn't it be something if he comes up and he's going, Mama, oh Mama, I hurt myself. And he's got this bandage on his leg and he pulls the bandage off and you're going, Son, when did that happen? He says, when I was 4. You're going, Son. You've had that on there since you were 4 and you're 16? Bubba, that should have been fixed by now. Well, it's the same way when people come into the church. I've been hurt. When did that happen? Back at the other church 29 years ago. You should be fixed by now. You should be over that by now. But you know, I mean, as a pastor, you can just be, oh, pastor, this is such a good church. I was so hurt at the last church. I mean, when they tell us that, the little antenna just come up. Because we know if they got hurt at the last church, they'll get hurt at this church. Because it ain't the church, it's them. Are you out there? Did you ever hear the story? You know, there's two wagons full of families going through the territory, and they come to this first wagon comes to this town and going down through this whole country. This is like 150 years ago, 170 years ago. Wasn't Tacoma either. But this wagon is going through town and it pulls up to this old guy in a rocking chair on the porch of this general store, and he's rocking. The wagon pulls up. That guy in the wagon says to the guy in the porch, he says, boy, this is a nice looking town. What kind of town is it? And the guy in the porch says, well, what kind of town did you come from? He says, oh, man, they were backbiting. There was a lot of trouble. I mean, nobody liked everybody. Everybody was not getting along. I mean, the people were mean. Guy looks at him and says, this is the same kind of city, same kind of town. Guy just nods and keeps on going. Another wagon comes in, family full of people, stops in the same place, looks at the guy and says, what kind of town is this? And the guy says, well, what kind of town did you come from? He says, man, we just had to move. It was time to move. We came from a good town. I mean, the people were friendly. It was a good place to raise kids. The guy says, yeah, this is the same kind of town. The guy sitting next to the guy said, he says, what are you doing? I mean, you just told two people different stories. He said, it doesn't make any difference what kind of town this is. It's what they come with. That's how it'll be. See, it's not this church. It's you. You come with a good attitude and a good expectancy. This will be a good church. Your attitude sucks. Church will suck. Is that Greek? Yeah, come on now. How about if we just be real about this whole... See, I may never be back here. But how about if we just be honest about this whole church thing? It's not the pastor. That's a good man. That's a good wife. Junebug's a good Junebug. This fella here, this young man, you've been here almost as long as I have. That's awesome. This place should be full. And you know, when we get rid of the parking lot miracles, and we get real people, this place will be full. We get the drummer out of the box. I mean, I understand that people like those boxes. I don't like them. I want to hear those drums. Amen. Amen. But let me read you this out of Luke chapter 4. You got time for this? Whoops, almost time to go. Luke chapter 4. I'm going to read out of the Amplified. This could get loud. Because it is the Amplified. Says the Spirit of the Lord. You correct me on this, brother, if it's wrong. But do it right after I leave. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news. How many know it's not the bad news? It's not the sad news. It's not the ugly news. It's not CNN, the constantly negative news. It's the good news. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a shout. Let me tell you something. I can tell this is a rowdy bunch. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. If you're going to do something for God, don't ever do it halfway. If you're going to clap, clap. If you're going to shout, shout. But don't give it that half, that half stuff. Don't do that. If you're going to worship with that woman, worship out of the heart. Amen. Let the wall shake in this place. You're getting me off track now. Okay. The Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to send forth as, this, I just love this, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. Hallelujah. See, I don't care what you might have come into this church with, God don't want you leaving with it. Amen. I mean, do you understand that, you know, my wife, she ministers on some good things pertaining to the women. Because women, they go through a lot of shame and guilt for things they did when they were younger. And God don't want you living with that. God's a good God. Are you out there? And you might have been beat up. You might have been abused. You might have had all kinds. I mean, guys get weirded out when they're young too. It's not just a women thing. There's a lot of guys that should be a lot farther along than they are now, but they're held back. They're insecure. They have low self-esteem. They feel inferior. And they've been taught to let the wife just do her thing. And so they're not leading the family like they should be leading the family because they're afraid they'll screw up. Or they've led from one dish to the other dish so often mama finally just said, get out of the driver's seat. But, you know, women don't like to be led from one dish to the other dish. They like a man that knows where he's going. You know, when your wife says, where are we going to eat? You tell her. Don't say, "Well, honey, where would you like to go?" And, "Well, what about the kids? Kids, what do you, does anybody know what I should do?" Quit letting your mama dress you in the morning. Are you out there? Don't let your mama dress you for church. "Honey, what do you think? Dress yourself. You don't want to be sleeping with your mama anyway, do you?" Was that too far? One's leaving already. Uh-oh. Amen. Now listen to me. All of us come into this thing with baggage. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the John 10:10 says that the thief comes to steal. And he don't wait till you're 20 or 50. He gets you when you're 2 or 3. He abuses you. He gets somebody to abuse you. When I was in the second grade, I had this teacher. And she would come by. I was a nice kid. You guys don't know me. I was nice. But she would come by and she would, I'd be doing my math. Maybe I just wasn't very good at it. She would grab my math paper, rip it all up in front of me, drop it on my desk, and then smack my hands with the rulers. It's like. And the only consolation I have is when I went to third year, she went to the funny farm. But how many know that has an impact, whether she went to the funny farm or not? Are you out there? And the devil, he likes to start when they're that age and have them mistreated so that the whole rest of the... Come on, there's a bunch of you in here. You spent your whole life trying to figure out how to get secure. You spent your whole life trying to figure out how can I feel good about me? And you've been crushed. You've been bruised. You've been downtrodden by life. I mean, the world's full of people who will make you feel bad. The world's full of situations and incidences to steal from you. And you got to know who you are in Christ. You got to believe. It's not enough just to know. You got to believe it. There's some of you need to go home after this service and look in the mirror and say, "I'm okay. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. God loves me. God cares about me. I'm somebody in the kingdom. God made me somebody special, and I'm going to do something for Jesus. Praise God." Are you understand what I'm saying? It's not enough to come to church. It's not enough to say what the pastor says to say. It's not enough to know this stuff. You got to believe it in your heart, and then you got to make it yours. You need to get born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to pray in tongues every day. You need to read your Bible every day. See, there's something going on in the world right now. I mean, there's other places in the world that are having revivals, but the United States, it's like we had our revival and now we're trying to be cool. And being cool ain't getting it with God. God don't care how cool we are. He just wants to know if when He returns, He's going to find faith in Tacoma. He just wants to know if when He comes back, is there going to be faith in Washington? Is there going to be anybody who believes God and will stand up and say, "I'm one of those Jesus people"? Listen to me. You guys, this is no condemnation, but your neighbors should be knocking on your door asking for prayer. They might make fun of you, but when stuff goes down the toilet for them, they ought to be busting it to your house because they know you're going to do that prayer thing and you're going to get to God and you're going to fix things for them. Amen? I said amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. See, do you understand? There's a whole bunch of people that put smiling faces on in church, but when they walk out those doors, the devil's sitting on the hood of their car. And the tormentor that brought them to church is the same tormentor that drives you home from church. And you come in here and you try and smile. Man, you ought to be as happy as you can get in here. Because when you get back out there and the devils are sitting on your car, and they know all the little lust things and the buttons to push on you, you better know what to push back. Amen. I'm just here today to tell you that God's got something wonderful for you. But you're not going to get it without being in the Word every day. The Greek is wonderful, but you don't need to know the Greek. He'll explain that Greek to you. But you need to know Jesus. You need to have a relationship with Jesus. You need to not have heard about and, well, I got filled with the Holy Ghost 27 years ago. Well, you need to be fresh filled today. You need a fresh filling today, because the devil, he's working 24/7 on your tired self, and you standing there giving him room. And you need to be full of the Holy Ghost. You need to have some fight. You need to stand up when the devil shows up and say, "You ain't coming to my house, Bubba. You're not. You leave my kids alone. You husbands, you ought to be praying for your wife every day. Devil, you just stay away from my wife. I will kick your serious self." You understand me, you man? Don't make your wife do all your praying. Be the man. I don't allow sickness and disease to come in my house. Are you out there? Don't make your wife go to the PTA things and the school things, and you sit home and play Nintendo. Get your rusty dusty over there at the school and support your kids. Amen. Don't make mama do it all. Don't call your wife mama either. That's gross. That's weird. Mama. That's weird. That's just weird. Mama. It is weird. It is weird. Ain't it? I mean, you know the women, they're just looking for a man that they can follow. This is Mother's Day. We can talk like this. The women are looking for a man who knows where he's going, who's heard from God, and he is not the dictator, he's not the wife beater, not the kid beater, not Mr. Groucho. But man, when he talks, you know we've heard from heaven. And when he talks, it comes to pass. Amen? Is that what we're looking for? Too many people have been beat up. We don't need... You know, I found this out. Hurt people hurt people. You ever find that out? And there's a bunch of people hurting people. It's because they're hurt. Well, I need inner healing. No, you need Jesus. You need to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you need to do what the Bible says, and your life will begin to turn around. I'll never forget that. I'm driving up, when I was logging, just after she got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I mean, when that happened, my life changed. You remember where it said when Saul, in 1 Samuel, it said that Saul, when he was being called to be the king, and it said that God put a new spirit in him. And it says he was changed into another man. Man, that's what I need. And I was I used to give the loader operator rides up the hill in the morning to the logging job. And he got in one morning and we're just riding up the road in my log truck and he looks at me and says, What happened to you? And I said, "Well, what do you mean what happened to me?" He said, "You haven't cussed since I've been in the truck." I mean, you get really saved and really filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I still have problems. No, you just like to live in the flesh. Now, I don't know what all that means, but just, you know. When you get saved, you don't want to do things that dishonor God. All you want to do is magnify God and live clean. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Honey, Can we just do this? Can we just pray for the married couples? Can we do that? My wife and I, we've been married for 33 years, and four of them have been really good. No, all but the first five. Well, the first one was good, but after that it got really rocky. But since 1980, it's been, come on up here, babe. This is my wife. She's not my mama. She's my wife. And she's my gift from God. And we love each other. And we're as hot today as we were in 1975. We just don't look in the mirror. But see, we're together in kind of a way that I think God would like all marriages to be. Because how many understand in the marriage there is a headship? According to God, the man's the head. That doesn't mean the woman's less. It's just that when God wants to pick on somebody, he needs to know where they are. And God, is Lindsay in here? Are you a preacher? What? Are you going to be? When? When? Today? You know, my wife, my wife came and said that you might have thought she wanted to be one. I was wishing she hadn't said that because I had that on my heart.
No, that's not what I said.
What'd you say? You said she wanted to preach.
Oh, yes, I did say that.
Yeah. See why I love her? But listen to me, before I do marriage, you need to pick that mantle up. Tell these folks over here it's your turn. And go for it. Okay? Okay, so... you okay with this? You got anything else? Okay. I would just like to pray for and bless the marriages in this church on Mother's Day. And Rebecca and I, when we pray for folks, usually there's an impartation of some sort. And lives are usually changed. And so if you're married and we would just like to bless your marriage and pray for you. And if you'd like that, would you just come on up here? That'd be okay? Can we do that? Can we pray? I know it's getting late. We'll just do this and we're done. We won't pray for the sick like I really wanted to. And those that need inner healing. And those that are all messed up in their minds. We won't pray for those people and get them delivered today. We'll leave that to the pastor. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I want you to know something. Don't come up here against your will, or don't come up here just because I made you. But I want you to know something. If you're married, God loves you. And I'm going to tell you, being married ain't the easiest thing you ever did in your life. Can I just tell you something else? There is no such thing as a marriage made in heaven. I think they're all made in hell and you work up. Because if you've ever been married, there ain't nothing easy about it except for the first week. Amen. Amen. But I believe this is a good church. I believe this. You got good pastors. You got a good church. You got a good area to draw from. And your marriages need to be strong. Dear God. Are y'all really married? No faith people up here. Oh, I want to be married to this one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can I get you just lift your hands? Let's just lift our hands. We've had some fun, but God's in the serious business. God's in the serious business. My, my, my. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you, Father, for your great love. I thank you, Father, that you care for these people, that you love them, that you have a plan for their marriage, Father, that you haven't brought them this far that they should stumble and fall. Father, you haven't brought them this far that they should fail, but that they should glorify you with their lives and with their marriage and honor you and honor this church and honor the pastors. and honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you right now for the anointing in this place. I thank you, Father, Lord, for change in the hearts and the minds, Father. I thank you for encouragement in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you, Father, there are marriages in here right now that some of them are not doing good. But Father, I have watched you bring marriages out of the pit of hell and bring back the love and bring back the nurturing and the caring. And Father, I thank you that as we're praying for these this morning, Lord, that you will do that very thing. That you'll restore that love. That you'll restore and rebuild that love, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. You sense the Spirit of God in here right now? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, I just thank you for grace deposits and truth impartations. I thank you, Father, Lord, for strengthening in all of these marriages. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for this marriage. Lord, bless all these marriages, Father, according to your plan and your will, Lord. Open the eyes of their understanding, Father, they might know as the hope of your calling for them is two becoming one. My, my, my. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I don't know if we're going to get to everybody. My goodness. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. 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 You and this brother or not? Are you? Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit upon this man. A mighty spirit of grace and mercy in this man, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your plan for this marriage. And, Lord, I thank you for the strength to work everything out and cause this marriage to go higher and higher and higher in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Father, for this marriage. Thank you, Father, for your wisdom, your ways, your knowledge. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Come brasa tom reba shisi antarebo kostom reba sitte lembro bashke santarebo sote. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. How you doing, brother? Come on. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Father, for this marriage. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Man, there's a bunch of people up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you in the name of Shakando Reba. Yes. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. She with you? Mongolia on a mission trip. Praise God. Hallelujah. How you doing with your marriage?
Awesome.
Are you really? Well, you don't need us then. Father, I thank you, Lord. Yes, and I thank you for his protection. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How you doing? You guys look awful happy to be married. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your anointing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Come on, Greg. Come on. You guys, we got to go this way. This way. Come on. How you doing, brother? Come on, lift your hands up. You born again?
Definitely.
You filled with the Holy Ghost?
Absolutely.
You love your wife?
Absolutely.
You treating her right?
Absolutely.
Is he? Yeah. We already prayed for you guys. Didn't we? Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. Lift your hands up.
Thank you.
Say, Father,
thank you.
I thank you for all you've got for me. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. How you doing? Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for strength. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that those ears are loosed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You the interpreter?
I help her.
You help her? You the interpreter? Praise God. What do you do? Is he any help?
He's working on it.
You're like a work in progress, huh? Then you need help. Father, in the name of Jesus, this man needs help. He needs the power of the Holy Ghost in this marriage to be the man you called him to be. He needs your help and your wisdom and your understanding, Father. And I thank you for it right now in Jesus' name, that you empower him in his inner man with your might, Father, in Jesus' name. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Is there a paper towel? Thank you, Lord. Look at me, man.
There you go.
You love Jesus?
Yes, I do.
How much?
All my heart.
Really? Are you a good husband?
Try to be.
How's he doing? You've only known him twice?
No. He tries.
He tries?
Yeah.
Could he do better?
We just need the Lord, to work, so.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? He'll do it too.
Amen.
He'll do it. Are you a good wife?
I do my best. I want to work in.
You need to look at me.
Yeah, I might try to be. No.
I'm not condemning you.
I think I am, but I do. But.
You know what? The fact that you came up here, I don't know what's going on in your marriage. But it's going to be good.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Don't you think?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Father, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your power. I thank you, Lord, for strength and wisdom. Bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for growth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Nimbre bosho sombre castandare bosopa satita. Kora masanta reboso. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Himbra basombre bakista. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Kora basanda reba pasitam reboso. Oh, it's you, man. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for strength and in the marriage. Thank you, Father, for unity. Thank you, Lord, for working out all the little bugs. And, Father, causing this thing to go higher and higher and higher in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For fresh anointing, fresh oil. Fresh oil. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Fresh oil on that one. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord, Father. Bless you, Chandara Bokoste. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Father. Lord, those things that will take this marriage to a new level and a new height in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the infilling and the flowing of the Holy Ghost in this thing, Father, in Jesus' name. Not never before, Father, to a new place, a new place, a new place in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Father. 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 Bless you. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Grace deposits, truth impartations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, that you train this one up. Train him up, Lord, in the ways that he should go and the things he should do. And bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Shura makandara basata. Kumbra basatari basinde. Things are not always the way they appear, but they are subject to change. My. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, what you've begun, you'll finish in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for fresh oil. Fresh oil, fresh revelation, fresh anointing right now in Jesus' name. My. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your fresh revelation to this young man. Lord, that he'll walk in the newness of your spirit and fullness, Father God, like never before. Lord, that he'll understand the love of God for his wife and for him and for the two of them together. Lord, I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, Father, in a new way, in a new way, in a new way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless 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 you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this. My. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Marriages are precious to God. Amen. Marriages are precious, brother.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Katamre bososo. Kumra basanta riba soto riba sita rema soso. Kumre basha samre kasa. Samre basha samre bosonda rabi. Kumre baba sita mreba bososo. Ita rama kanda rabre bososo mre bashisi anara. Lura mama mama brapa pa. From the depths of his belly, Father. From the depth of his belly, Father, like never before. Unctions from the Holy Ghost. Unctions from the Holy Ghost like never before. Never before. Hallelujah. Deep calling unto deep. Bless you, my brother. God loves you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for refreshing from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. My. Fresh anointing, fresh oil, fresh respect, and fresh love in Jesus' name. Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Where are we here? How you doing? Hallelujah. Did you go to the women's retreat? You know what? Maybe next year. Yeah? You'd have liked it, I can tell. You'd have had fun. Amen. God would have had fun with you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 How you doing, sir? Praise God. God bless you. I also want to bless your marriage. Father, I thank you for this marriage. I thank you for this couple, Lord. I thank you for your strength and your mercy, your grace, your love, your respect in this marriage. I thank you for your power in this marriage, Father God. Lord, to go to a new place in Jesus' name, Father, that has never even been plumbed before in this marriage, Father. Someplace higher, where the two of them in unity come together in the power of the Spirit and create something wonderful, Father. Lord, I thank you that something new is going to come on in this marriage in Jesus' name. Something new is going to go on in this marriage, Father, that's going to give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. No more fighting the old things and fighting the human beings and fighting the ideas, Father, but just glory to glory to glory to glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Full of grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Full of grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Are you a solo?
My husband's in Trinidad doing mission.
Trinidad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Father, we just bless this marriage in Jesus' name. We thank you for your workings in this marriage and strengthenings in this marriage. We thank you, Lord, that this marriage is strong to resist the devil in every way in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that this marriage is strong and healthy. I call strength into it in the name of Jesus. I call forth the better things. I call forth the better things in Jesus' name. The things that would glorify and honor you, Father. I call them forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, brother. How you doing? Praise God. Father, I thank you for this marriage. I thank you that they would come up and let us lay hands on them, Father. But I thank you that you are going to bless them and anoint them, Father. Anoint them to be married and bless them in the marriage, Father. And cause their marriage to be something, Father, that other people will look to and say, my. Look at that. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. That's how she gets beautiful. That's how she gets better looking. I make her that way. I make her that way. Praise God. I speak to her. I speak nice to her. And I say good things to her. And I build her up. And man, she glows. Woo! Look at her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your first name, teacher?
Today.
Today? Praise God. Praise God. How you guys doing?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Bless your father. Bless your father. Strength into this marriage in the name of Jesus. Father, you called them two to be one to resist the devil. Father, when there was just one, 1,000 would run, but now 10,000 run. I thank you, Father, that they're not running from each other, but they're running to each other. I thank you, Father, they're not dividing and being conquered, but they're in unity and conquering. I thank you, Lord, that they're called together. They recognize that they're called together and they work together in Jesus' name. And all things that would try to come between them and split them, whether it's of their own devices or others, is put to naught right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. My Ganfries. Shundai. Bless him, Father. Lord, I thank you for a strong, healthy marriage right here. Thank you, Lord, for a strong, healthy marriage. Strong, healthy marriage, Father, right here in Jesus' name. Lord, I know there's not much you can do with Tad, but give it your best shot. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Father, I thank you for this strong, fine, mighty man of God. I thank you, Lord, that he honors you, and they honor and glorify you in their marriage. Bless you, Father, for it. He's a good man. He's a good man. Thank you, Father, Lord, for blessing this marriage in Jesus' name. Oh, Rabakanda Rabakosto, Nimbre Basho Sombre Kata. Did everybody leave already? Praise God. Shambra Kostombre Kata. Kumre Bashasa. Bless him, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless his marriage in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Oh, my. It's him. It's him. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this man of God. I thank you, Lord, for a strong and healthy marriage that people can look up to in Jesus' name. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Hallelujah.
24 years?
Was she like 4 when you got married? Thank you, Father, for strong, healthy marriage right here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Bless this marriage in Jesus' name. How you doing, young lady? Are you blessed? Oh, man, that can't be right. Are you up here? Do you have a spouse someplace?
Yes, I do.
Where is he?
Well, he's not plugged in. I'm in the ministry, and he's not plugged in.
He's not plugged in?
No. I mean, he has a weak relationship with the Lord.
Well, praise God. Father, I thank you.
Thank you.
That this woman's number one job is to get that man saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you that there is nothing more important in your heart to this heart than for that man to come to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Father, that everything this woman does from this day forward will bring honor and glory to you in such a way that her husband will see it and say, my, I need Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. What are you doing up here by yourself, sweetheart? There he is. Oh, wow. So you're going to catch her and pray at the same time. That's going to be a good act, brother. You a pilot?
No, rode in the back.
Rode in the back. Praise God. Father, I thank you for your anointing on this marriage. I thank you, Father, for people who will serve you in and out of the church and honor you with their lives. Bless you, Father, for strengthening this marriage, Father. Cause them to be blessed. Cause them to be blessed. Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's going on, young man? What's going on, young man? What's a young buck like you doing up here? You're not old enough to get married, are you?
No. Well, I got married in 78.
You got married when you were 78. How old are you now?
89.
89? Dear Lord. Well, you'll have to tell us about that.
I'll be 90 in October.
Really? Wow. Bless your heart. Father, yeah. I thank you, Lord. Give him the juice to go another 10 years. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's your husband?
At home.
At home? What's he doing at home? Listen to me. Look at me. All you ladies that have husbands that are not in church, you listen to me. Don't you cry. Don't you let the devil steal your joy. You look at me, every one of you just say, devil, you let my husband go right now in Jesus' name. You loose him and you let him go. I break your power over my husband. He's going to serve you all the days of his life and honor you in Jesus' name. And I call him safe. Listen to me. Don't you guys that have husbands, don't you treat them like sinners. You treat them like they're saved. You talk to them like they're saved. You act like they're saved. Don't you make fun of them. Don't you give them a hard time. You just love them and bless them and let God work on them. Amen. Look at me. Get that crying thing off your face. I don't care about feeling bad when you feeling bad. I'm not here for you to feel bad because you feel bad. The answer is joy. The answer is the Word of God. And you feeling sorry for your sorry self ain't going to help anybody. You say, devil, you're not stealing my joy.
Devil, you're not stealing my joy.
Anymore. I call my husband saved.
I call my husband.
In the name of Jesus. I cover him with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't have him, devil.
You can't have him.
I'm not shedding another tear. I'm not shedding another tear.
Shedding another tear.
You're not going to steal my joy and make me unhappy.
You're going to steal my joy and make me unhappy.
Because I know the truth.
Because I know the truth.
He belongs to Jesus.
He belongs to Jesus.
And you can't have him.
And you can't have him.
Right.
I said you can't have him.
You can't have him.
I'm kicking your sorry butt out of the house.
Kicking your sorry butt out of the house.
And stay out.
Amen.
Where's your husband? Same place? He's at her house with her husband. Dear Jesus. You ain't there, are you?
What?
No, you're here with us, aren't you? Hallelujah. Lift your hands up.
Thank you.
Did you hear what I said to her? How come you're not crying? Because why? Are you in addiction? Is he? How long have you been married?
We've been together 14 years.
Maybe. Are you married? Okay, so you shacked up for a while, now you're married. Don't look at me, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Did you know any better?
Maybe a little bit.
It's over. Quit letting the devil make you live in the past with all that shame.
Amen.
Is the blood of Jesus enough for you? Is it enough for you? Are you forgiven? Then say it like you mean it. Say, I'm forgiven.
I'm forgiven.
I accept it.
I believe it.
Smile when you say that.
I believe it.
God loves you. Listen to me. God loves you. And that guilt and that shame is stealing from you. And the devil's using that to keep your husband where he's at. Say this. Say,
devil,
I break your power over my husband. In the name of Jesus. I cover him in the blood of the Lamb.
And he is free
from all of your addictions
and all of your
sin.
And I command you
in the name of Jesus.
Get out of my house.
Get out of my husband. You got kids?
Three are mine.
Get out of the kids.
Get out of the kids. Thank you, Lord.
You are off limits. You are off limits.
You are off limits. Yes.
I give you no more place.
I give you no more place.
In my life.
In my life.
Or his life.
Or his life.
Or my kids' life.
My kids' life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
He's saved.
He's saved.
He's filled with the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
He's an usher in this church.
He's an usher in this church.
And he honors God with his life. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that the words that she has spoken are true and come to pass as she has spoken them. Father, for your grace and your anointing and your power in that house right now to set that man free. Father, that he will perk up on the couch and wonder, what in the blazes have I been doing? Where in the world have I been? That he would come to himself in the name of Jesus and be free, free, free in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You with her?
No, I'm by myself.
Oh, and she's...
Mom said...
Because she's with him. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
That was close, brother.
Hey, knock it off.
So, where's your... Get over here.
Close.
Get over here. I'll do the acting. Father, I thank you for the strong marriage right here. I thank you for a strong marriage. I thank you, Father, for blessing and strength and giving unity in Jesus' name. Amen. Go home. Thank you, Father. How you doing, sweetheart? Father, I thank you, Lord, for this marriage in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless them, Father. Bless them, Father. Bless them, Father. To overflowing, Father, with respect and love in Jesus' name. That he would love her and she would respect him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. How you doing, my brother? How you doing, young lady? Praise God. Don't be shaking my hand. Lift your hands up to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for a strong and powerful marriage. I thank you, Father, for a marriage made in heaven, at least going that way in Jesus' name. I thank you for fresh oil on this marriage. I thank you, Lord, for the answers of God from heaven in this marriage, Father God, that we're not concerned about man. We're not concerned about the things of the world, Lord, but this is a heavenly marriage in Jesus' name, created and kept in heaven in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How you doing, my brother? You're good? I'm blessed. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Is this your wife?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
You did all right, didn't you? Come on, lift your hands up to Jesus. Come on, you tell her that very often?
Thank you, Father.
Here, get out. Does he tell you that very often?
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while? Man, what's wrong with you? You don't have to tell that woman, man. You're all right.
Tears of the world sometimes.
No, forget that. That's your wife. Look at me. I'm over here, my brother. I'm over here. I know. I don't want to embarrass you, but listen to me, man. Listen to me. Every woman wants to know they're the most beautiful thing on earth. They want to know there ain't nothing you think about but them.
Amen.
Amen. Not just on Mother's Day. You got your good wife.
Yes, she is.
Has she got a good husband?
Yeah.
She said, yes, man. You're in. You're in. You got it made, brother. You got it made, brother. You're awesome. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your anointing on this marriage. I thank you for the spirit of grace and power in this marriage. I thank you, Lord, for unity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Where is yours? Praise God. Bless your heart. Yeah? Do you come to this church normally?
20 plus years ago, but I do come to church all the time.
Do you? Praise God.
I'm born again, and my wife stays with the Holy Spirit, and I can believe God can intervene like He did to Joseph from Mary.
Well, praise God. Did she, how long have you been split up?
2 months.
2 months? Praise God.
You know, she loves me. I've got four beautiful daughters that miss that.
Praise God. You know, I'll never be here again. What are you going to do to fix it?
My legs are getting laid, so I'm just trusting in God.
Now, if the thing split up, my question to you as the man is, what are you going to do to make it right? You're going to have to change something, brother. Something caused the split. What are you going to do? You're the man.
I guess I have to get more money to it.
Okay. Then do that. You can do it. Amen. God's on your side. Amen. Praise God. Lord, I thank you, Father, for this man's faith. I thank you, Lord, for the restoration of that marriage. Father, that what you have put together, let not man or anybody tear it apart in Jesus' name. And Father, if this man is willing to stand, then Father, I'll add my faith to it and I'll stand with him in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for the desires of his heart to come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, the crowd thinned out some, didn't it? But the drummer's still here. Man, if you got the drummer here, you're in good business. You know, brother, you can just go play drums for all I care. Hallelujah. How you doing, young man?
Doing great.
You know, my wife is better than yours.
I'd have to disagree.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You should. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless this marriage in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for a fresh oil and a fresh anointing in this marriage, Father. Lord, I thank you for a strong, strong couple, Father, that honor you and glorify you in the name of Jesus. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father.
Hallelujah.
So which one of you is... Okay. He's at home? Okay. Did you hear what I told those other two girls? What do you think about that? No, I didn't say... No, listen to me. You know, there's a difference between praying and just commanding. As a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, you have the obligation not to just pray to God, but to speak the Word, believe the Word, and command that Word. You understand? Now, you seem like a very nice young lady. Who's nice and sweet. And the devil just loves nice, sweet ladies. What you need to do is rise up and say, devil, I'm kicking you out of my house right now. Is your husband born again? He is? Is he serving God? So you're the spiritual head, kind of, right now. Okay? So you have the authority in that house. And you can exercise it or not. But you go into that house, I'm telling you, you go home. When you get home, you open that door, and you stand in that doorway. Listen to me. You do what I'm telling you. You open that door, and you stand and you say, devil, I'm putting you on notice. This house is off limits to you as of right now. And in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave this house, leave my husband, and I break your power over my husband in the name of Jesus, and don't ever come back. Amen. What in the world are you laughing at, woman? Praise God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, for taking this marriage to a new place in you, Jesus. Father, that the two are called as one in Jesus' name. It's not one above the other, but the two are called as one in Jesus' name to function in the grace and the mercy of God. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord, for this marriage. I thank you for unity in this marriage. I thank you for respect in this marriage. I thank you, Father, for sweetness in this marriage in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that sweet words are spoken in this marriage. Words of kindness and grace. I thank you, Father, that words of the Holy Ghost are spoken in this marriage. Oh, I bless you, Father. I bless you, Father, that this marriage is going to new places in Jesus' name. New realms of unity, new realms of power, new realms, oh my, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. My. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing? All right.
Solo.
Where's your wife?
Yeah, she's dealing with my mother. She recently lost her father.
Oh, man. Well, Father, I thank you for this marriage. And, Lord, I thank you for being with the wife. I thank you for the spirit of comfort in Jesus' name upon this family. Lord, we thank you for grace and mercy in this time of need and strength. Call strength into each one in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, bless you, Father. And Father, some way you get the glory out of all of this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father.
He's at work.
He's at work. Well, praise God, you got one that'll work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, I bless this marriage in Jesus' name. Bless a man that'll work. And Father, we call him into unity and even greater and greater means in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
He's homesick.
You go home. You turn off the TV. Take the beer out of his hand.
He doesn't drink.
Well,
he's not watching TV.
He's probably doing it while you're not there.
No.
Really?
Really.
You go home and
you
go home and you lay hands on him.
Thank you.
Here, give me your hand. Just give me your hand.
Thank you.
You go home and you lay hands on him and you say, in the name of Jesus, I command this man to be well in Jesus' name, and I command this sickness to leave right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you do it?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Do it then.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Next time I'm here, if I ever get to come back, I want to see him.
Amen.
You Hawaiian? Really? You? No, you're not. Praise God. Father, we thank you for strong, healthy marriage. We thank you, Lord, that these young people will grow up all the days. They'll not have 5 years of bad stuff or 10 years of bad stuff. Every year, we'll get better and better and better in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, you're looking sharp, brother. Sharp. You dress him? Yeah, praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for strength and power in this marriage in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you've called us together as married couples, Father, to serve you and honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother, how you doing?
All right, flying soul. She's having a remarkable transformation, though.
Is she? Praise God. Praise God. She home?
Yeah.
We hope?
Probably out fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Father, for unity in this marriage. Father, I thank you for your grace upon this marriage in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the same heart, the same spirit in this marriage in both of these people, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that your Holy Spirit is speaking to that woman right now, whispering in her ear the truth of the gospel, the truth concerning this marriage. And Father, devil, you are such a liar. You are such a liar. I command you to quit whispering in that woman's ear right now. Holy Spirit, you whisper in her ear. And you whisper the sweet things of God, and you whisper the truth right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. God is good. God is good. Dear Lord. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed.
You look happy.
Oh, yes.
You two married? It's kind of odd for everybody to be that happy and married. Praise God. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Father, for the blessings upon this marriage, the strength and the power in this marriage. Thank you, Lord, for unity in this marriage and grace deposits and truth impartations right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Well, you were right, brother. They all left. But you know, I didn't come here for an offering. And I don't care about one. I don't care about an offering. See, it's you know, don't worry about it. Well, just take me to lunch, we'll be fine.
Just take up an offering.
No,
Yes.
Can I ask? Can I just do one more thing? No, forget it.
You can do it.
No.
One more.
Whoa, dude. It's too late. I'm sorry. Not really. But.